It's the last day of New York Fashion Week, and some cutting-edge design will be presented in the tents at Lincoln Center. Literally, in a way, standing on the runway will be computer programmer types rather than models. This follows an event that kicked off Fashion Week, something called a hackathon. Here to explain it all is Liz Bosselaar. She's the founder of Decoded Fashion, a company that brings together people working in the tech industry with people working in the fashion industry. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why don't we start by you telling us what a hackathon is?
A hackathon, it's a fast-paced competition in which graphic designers, software developers, and people with ideas, they come together to build an app in 24 hours.
24 hours. And in the case of Fashion Week, the fashion hackathon involved what? How many teams? How many apps came out of it?
We brought together 550 registered people, and 78 apps were created in a matter of a day.
Well, now the other part of it is many of the designers at Fashion Week are part of really big companies. So why a contest to build an app?
The interesting thing about fashion is that they trendset us, right? But right now, the industry could really use some innovation. They have kind of lagged behind in technology and how to run a business in a lean way using the power of tech. So we came up with the idea of leveraging technology in a very quick way to pitch them ideas for them to consider trying.
Well, yeah, I gather Fashion Week is a trade show that people go into almost just with pen and paper.
Yes, that's true. And what happens with the fashion industry, you have the designers showing their collections, you have the buyers placing their orders, and you'd be surprised that a lot of top brands, they use very little to no technology. And you have startups, like small companies, they're launching brands online and reaching revenue much faster.
I gather just as fashion editors travel to New York and Milan and Paris to see all the latest fashion, you, with Decoded Fashion, you travel around the world and see all the latest technology. So just talk to us about a couple of trends you're seeing.
So two trends I'm seeing that are quite interesting and growing very rapidly. It's 3D printing and visual searches. So 3D printing, we know that in the past 10 years, it's been used for machine parts, for airplanes. And now in the past couple of years, it became jewelry, metal. We see keys, we see rings being printed. In fashion, what's happening now, it's fabrics. And I think they're going to go to hardware, the buttons, the zippers, and consequently, more and more of this manufacturing comes back to the U.S. because it's very complex manufacturing.
Because it needs high-tech workers who can do this. But also, what you're just saying is a dress one would put into a printer, which is really your own little factory. You put in material and it comes out as?
You can have a dress with no seams. You design the dress and in your computer. You hook it up to the printer. You put the kind of ingredient, right, that you want the dress to be made of. If it's silk or whatever it is, it's so crazy to talk about it this way, but when you see it, the visuals are just incredible.
So the second one you spoke of, visual search, what is that exactly?
Right now, the search is word-based, and more search is becoming image-based. So we're going to see browsers, we're going to see websites that we can go to and add an image and be presented all the images that look just like it.
That's pretty amazing. I mean, considering you look at somebody on the street or in a store and you think, I'd love that outfit, and you can pretty much, as long as they don't mind you taking their picture, go find it. What about today, Thursday, last day of Fashion Week? What can we expect to see?
So today, finalists of the hackathon, they're going to be pitching to top fashion judges. So it will be a visualization of this intersection of fashion and technology. There's a lot of misunderstanding both sides. Like in the tech side, we keep building solutions that we think the industry needs, but we don't quite know exactly how the fashion industry works. And from the fashion side, they have these problems and they just don't know how to solve them. The conversation never happens. So it's happening for the first time. And it's quite exciting.
Liz Bosselaar is the founder of Decoded Fashion. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Renee.